I hope that today that I can be a blessing and be a challenge. That's what I want to be. And my subject has been what children need most in their lives. I hope you people who are single and you grandmas and grandpas are not getting bored from my series on children. But to me, this is one of the greatest needs of the hour, is reaching children for the Lord Jesus Christ. The need is dire, and there's so many broken homes now, and the children are just frustrated and not sure of what their destiny is, and we need to have more families that have spiritual homes and that are reaching the children for Christ. And so what children need most in their lives, I will read what I've already covered and get to the subject of today. Love, they need to be loved, and to show it, not only say it, but show it. They need a stable home where they can share their thoughts and their hurts, and where mom and dad are working together and sharing the family responsibilities. They need a consistency atmosphere where the parents are practicing what they preach. Consistency in both parents using the same discipline rules. And by the way, enforcing them together. They need an example. Healthy families, the parents can't expect children to live up to standards that parents are not willing to do themselves. Like, for instance, sending your children to church and Sunday school and not attending yourself. Attitudes and actions are learned. And then number 5 was discipline. I covered that thoroughly between what provoked children to wrath and also in what children need most in their lives. On my last broadcast, I covered approval. And today I want to take number 7. There's 8 total. Number 7 is headship. And probably you're scratching your head and saying, what does that mean? Well, Ephesians 5:21, in fact, through 26, teaches us the biblical standard of the father as the head of the home. Headship, leadership, both parents functioning in their proper roles to ensure success in fulfilling God's pattern for the raising of children. Now, you heard me say God's pattern for raising of children. And many problems arise from homes where father is either absent or is weak spiritually in his leadership, and the mother also could be too domineering. It really takes a balanced situation for the children to really learn who God is. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I was just reading an article by Mimi Greenwood Knight. And in this article, she asked this question. I just hope that this will shake you a little bit like it did me. If all your children knew about God was what he saw in you as a parent, what would God look like? I don't know about you, but I'm sure I'm speaking to many parents out there. And if you're like me, your response would be, yikes, or ouch, when you think about how important your leadership, your headship is in the home as a parent. After all these years speaking on the radio, my goal was to try to find Bible truths to help parents teach their children who the Lord is, all about him. And for sure, no parent can ever honestly say that they represent God in a perfect way. Who's perfect? There, as far as I know, there are no perfect parents, because we're all born in sin and we all need the Savior. But it is amazing how parents represent the Lord by living a godly example and teaching God's example from the scriptures. And that is what is so important. And in the busyness of all of our lives, how we fail in this area in our Christian homes. And so I hope today that I can somehow give you some clues and some ideas of how to teach your child what our Lord is like and what he, the image that you give to your children of the Lord, because they're watching you all the time. Well, every mistake you make as a parent, now think about this, gives you an opportunity to teach what is right. And if you're willing to be humble and show the children that you make mistakes too. And in other words, what would the Lord have you do to teach your child? I believe he'd have you say, I am so sorry. I sinned against the Lord, and I've asked him to forgive me. Now I want you to forgive me as my child. You see, you can't ask your child to ask for forgiveness if you're not willing to do it. So this is one of the many ways that you can teach the image of God in the life of your child. In other words, what would Jesus do? You remember that slogan that I remember saying that? Well, I've said it all my life. What would Jesus do in this circumstance? Well, when you lose your temper with a child, you also have the opportunity to demonstrate God's humility by, again, asking forgiveness. And this shows, again, God's image. When your child does something wrong, you can demonstrate God's grace and his mercy. You can talk about that, God's wonderful grace and mercy, by forgiving your child. I forgive you because God's taught us in his word that we are to forgive one another. Teach them 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. An urgent verse to teach your child. And of course, this again teaches what God is like, because he is a forgiving God. And what a beautiful verse to teach your child. Preliminary for their accepting Christ as their Savior and showing repentance. And of course, in that area, you teach how God is willing to forgive you when you sin. Well, the Bible gives us many parenting analogies backing up this thing that the children need most in their lives of headship. Isaiah, let me give you two or three here. Isaiah 66:12 says, and also 13, you will be carried at the breasts and upon the knees as a mother comforts her child. So I will comfort you. Here's another place where you can teach a child when they feel bad about losing a puppy or a kitty or something is lost in their life. You can give them comfort verses and make sure that they know that the Lord is the comforter, that he loves and comforts you and when you're hurting. And then how about Matthew 7:11, where Jesus said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? How about that? Giving and sharing with your children, and how God is so good to give them the breath that they breathe, everything that they have, every good and every perfect thing cometh from above. You can teach your children that everything they have comes from the Lord and how good He is. And when you give to your children, you can teach them that, it, after all, you're able to give to them because of the Lord giving to you as a parent, bringing about the image of God. And how about Hebrews 12:9? I'm just giving you some examples of how you can teach your children who God is and what He's like. Hebrews 12:9 says, "We have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?" In other words, the Bible teaches that whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. And as a parent, you can say, "The Lord has spanked me many times, and I needed it." And when your child needs discipline, you can explain that to the child, that the Lord wants him to be good and to obey, and that you as a parent have been spanked by the Lord or disciplined by the Lord. And it goes on to say, be times or many times. And the reason children base their first image of God on their experience with parents, really, as you can see from the scriptures that I gave you, is God's way of teaching it. It's designed that way. The father is the head of the home, the spiritual leader. And I was thinking about a beautiful portion of scripture to go through with your children. And it's found over in Luke, the 15th chapter. And it's about the prodigal son. And I'm going to have to continue on that on my next broadcast, because I really want to go through that verse by verse, for it is a perfect example of a loving father who is following through with the image of God. It's such a beautiful, beautiful picture. And it's where the father responds to the son in the way that the Holy God responds to each one of us. And I just like to close out the broadcast today by saying it's very hard to show your child what God is like and to show the child the image of God in their life unless you know Him personally as your Lord and Savior. Oh, that is so urgent today. It's almost impossible for you to lead your children to Christ in the home unless you can show Christ in your own life. If by an example, as I've already gone through, you can't teach your child to love the Lord if you don't. And I guess I'd like to just remind you today, have you accepted Christ as your Savior so that you can go through the scriptures and show your child the way of salvation? Does your child know that Jesus is the only way to heaven? John 14:6 says, Jesus said Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me." Jesus is the only way. And that beautiful verse, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved." Yes, those are the verses that the children need to know, that Jesus is the only way and that He is God, and that they need to accept Him as their personal Savior if they expect to go to heaven. And that is so vital. And as I sign off today, let me read again the question that I started with in my broadcast today. If all your child knew about God was what He saw in you, what would God look like? Let that be a sobering thought for you today as a parent and as a father particularly. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.